Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and pleasant afternoon across Israel. Skies are clear in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv and Haifa, inviting residents to enjoy the day outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah launches rockets and a drone at IDF soldiers, according to a military statement just in from JNS. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier this hour, the IDF ran clandestine rescue operations from Iraq, involving the U.S. Air Force in strikes. Also, this hour, Ynet reveals that the outgoing Air Force chief hinted at a secret Israeli base in Iraq during a recent speech. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that a Likud minister claims Hamas planned the October 7 attack during the Bennett-Lapid government. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, potentially impacting Netanyahu's political plans. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Tehran has delivered its response to the U.S. proposal via Pakistani mediators. Jonathan Schenzer, a political analyst, commented earlier today that the political debate in Israel over the October 7 attacks is intensifying, with claims of premeditation during the Bennett-Lapid administration. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran's response to the U.S. proposal to end the war has been sent through Pakistan, citing Reuters and IRNA. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Hezbollah attack, JNS reports that Hezbollah launched rockets and a drone targeting IDF soldiers. The military has not disclosed casualties yet. This escalation underscores the ongoing tensions along Israel's northern border, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the clandestine operations, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the IDF and U.S. Air Force coordinated on rescue missions in Iraq. These operations aim to safeguard pilots in precarious situations. The revelation of such missions could impact diplomatic relations with Iraq and other regional powers. Meanwhile, the outgoing Air Force chief, as reported by Ynet, suggested a secret Israeli base in Iraq during his speech. This comes amid growing tensions with Iran. Such a base could shift regional power dynamics and provoke responses from neighboring countries. On the political front, the Times of Israel reports that a Likud minister accused Hamas of planning the October 7 attacks during the Bennett-Lapid government. This claim has sparked a political firestorm, with former Prime Minister Bennett calling for a state inquiry. The dispute highlights the complex interplay of security and politics in Israel. Finally, Axios details Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This development could serve as a diplomatic tool for Trump in negotiations with Iran. However, it presents a challenge for Netanyahu, balancing internal political pressures with international diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports on recent real estate deals across Israel, including in Beit Shemesh, Bat Yam, and Far Vradim, reflecting the dynamic property market. Separately, Mariv Business discusses the ongoing rally in the S&P 500, noting $1 trillion in value and predicting continued growth. This has implications for Israeli investors and the broader economic landscape. And finally, Walla Business covers Turkey's unveiling of an advanced ballistic missile at a recent exhibition in Istanbul. This development poses potential security concerns for the region, including Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.